Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Phenomenal Life Matters. This is your host, Paula Tovey, and today I have my special friend, Joyce Glass, with me, and I'm going to be talking with Joyce about her book, I Need God, and her newest one that I actually have the pleasure of being a part of, and that one is called I Need God for Mom, or I Need God Daily Downloads for a Mom's Heart, and by short, we call it I Need God for Moms. But anyway, welcome, Joyce, and tell us all about your book.
Well, I appreciate you having me here today, and I am... I'm glad that you're having me. We've had a lot of fun putting I Need God for Moms together. So, of course, that puts a little emphasis back on I Need God, too, because it is a part of the series. But I Need God came out of my desire when I was called to write about 4 years ago. Actually, five. Now, this Memorial Day will be 5 years. I felt called to write and to speak. And I had been struggling in a job I'd been in and just wasn't sure what I should do. And God really spoke to me that weekend very clearly that I should write and I should speak. Well, then fast forward to that fall, I went to a conference called Refresh here in town. And it's with Sherwood Baptist, the ones who make the Fireproof movie and Courageous and Facing the Giants, all those. And they have this Refresh conference twice a year, and once it's here in Albany. And God really spoke to me that year about, you know, getting that message to people that revival is not just a one time, one day, one weekend event. It's a daily renewal that we need to do with Him, and it's from spending time with Him. And so that's where the idea was birthed, and it was actually called Living a Life of Revival at first, and then after going to a writer's conference and hammering it out and praying about it and going through a bunch of different ideas, the I Need God idea was birthed. And so me being an Apple girl, I love all things Apple products, so that's where I took the little spin off of that with the little I. Because we are not the ones that are important. God is the one that's important. So I kind of like that little, you know, play on the words, too. We do need God. And so the original I Need God takes you on the journey of your Christian faith, from rebellion and repentance to obedience to surrender. And then it goes into how we can grow, pray, and serve God daily. And they're easy, bite-sized, you know, devotions that you can do quickly. You can read most of them in 2 to 3 minutes. But, I urge you to take some time to soak in the information and read the scriptures that go along with it. And then the end of each day, there is a God app for today section that is a time of reflection. And I encourage people to journal, even those that hate journaling. It is very important because it's a great way for your mind to process anything that you're, you know, thinking about or dealing with. And each week there's a different theme, and each day, you know, I give you something to think about and to reflect on. And all of that is because I have a heart and a passion. My mission is for people to grow closer to God. I want them to be alive with God. I noticed probably in the past 10 years, we are so busy going that we don't take time to stop and be still and know God. And I mean, even for me, it's a struggle. That's where this came from. It's a struggle for me, even daily. In the past 2 weeks, you know, here I am finishing up I Need God, and my God time has not been like it should be the past couple weeks. Just life and demands have been crazy. So, believe me, I am no poster child on this. This is because this is my struggle. And I share it with you because I want people to know, you know, God doesn't expect perfection. He expects us to just come to Him with our heart and our problems and commune with Him. And He will give us so much. He'll give us the strength. He'll give us the clarity we need to understand, you know, whatever the problem is that we're dealing with, or to find focus and to go the direction He wants us to go. And sometimes there are many good things, and that's been my problem more so than anything. There's many good things that I want to do, but you can't do everything. And I need God to show me what He wants me to do. And when He gives me clarity, then I am more able to do a better job at what He wants me to do, you know, as a wife and as a mom, all of that together.
I hear you. And I have to say that I absolutely, really, really enjoy, I really enjoy I Need God. And I remember one of my thoughts as I was reading parts of it was that you're really a great storyteller. And the way that you bring the stories to life, I really enjoyed that. But as you were saying just a few minutes ago, what I appreciate now about you sharing, like, with your struggles with time is your authenticity. And I think that so often, you know, people kind of go under the misguided perception that Christians are out there to tell everyone else how to do it. And they too, you know, the perception is that they have it down and that they want to brag to the world or they want to show the world how to do it right. And what I find is really it's the opposite. It's really that they've realized how badly and desperately they need God, and they've just been able to say, look, this is where I'm at, and this is why I'm where I am, because He saved me, or He, you know, He helped me. And I think that only a person comes so clearly from a place of authenticity, you know, as you shared. And I really appreciate that. And I do believe that shines through when you write about it as well. And so I just had to say that I think that it's really great that you share that so authentically.
Well, thank you, because I don't want anybody to ever think that I have it all together, because none of us do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the perception that a lot of people need to get out of their heads. Your pastor, he doesn't have it together. Your deacons, they don't have it together. None of them have it together. None of us, because we're not perfect. We're human. We have weaknesses, and the enemy, the harder we pursue God, the harder the enemy pursues us. And that's where, you know, staying connected and close to God and covered in His spiritual protection is so important. So, you know, if you're one of those out there listening right now that thinks that, you know, me or somebody or something, you know, Beth Moore, I love Beth Moore, but she'll be the first one to tell you too, she's not perfect, and she falls, and she has problems just like the rest of us, you know. So that I want, you know, people to understand that God is not looking for perfect. God is looking for a heart to serve Him, you know, however that is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think He's searching for the most broken, you know, those of us that need Him the most, that are desperate, those are the ones that He really wants. And I think that our society, our society probably needs to do a better job of sharing that, you know, that really God wants the hurting. He wants those that need Him. He wants everyone, of course, not to say that He doesn't want anyone, but He really wants to show His love and compassion to those that are hurting the most. So, and that's another thing that I love.
Well, it goes back to just, you know, all the stories in the Bible, and stories that I'm sure you and I could swap all day long. God uses those who are willing to be used. If you're a willing vessel, He will use you. But you've got to open your heart to that. You can't control this world, and you can't control your life. But there's so much more He has for you that if you open your heart to Him, life is so much richer. And that's what I found is it's the oxymoron of surrender is letting go so God can do His work. And when He does His work, then He can show up and He gets the glory. But it's also freedom. you know, you think control gives you freedom, but no, control is actually binding you to your own expectations or the expectations of this world, whereas
mm-hmm.
freedom comes from complete surrender to Him. You have the
mm-hmm.
freedom to choose. You have the freedom to love. You have the freedom to go where He wants you to go. And you
mm-hmm.
just, there's just so much more life. To me, it's like, you know, watching TV in black and white versus color. If you're surrendered,
right.
you're watching TV in color, HD, you know?
Right.
If you're
right.
not, if you're surrendered, if you are not surrendered and you're living in the bondage of your own, you know, self and control and expectations, life is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You can't make
mm-hmm.
things out that are a little fuzzy. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of gray.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of variations of gray. You were right. I like that. That's cute.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So now tell us a little bit more about I Need God for Moms and how that all started.
Well, I knew even when I came up with the name, I Need God, that I wanted this to be a series. And so it was just debating as to which one to start because I've got a whole list of them and they keep coming. Even through the midst of our conversations, the five writers have a group message going on Facebook. And the other night we decided we needed to do, I Need God, what was it, Healthy Cooking or something like that? I need,
mm-hmm.
I need God
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen.
mm-hmm.
I need healthy
mm-hmm.
cooking or something like that. So,
mm-hmm.
but it has been fun, and I asked a couple people, and then some of you, like you, brought in Jessica. I did not know Jessica, but we have Paula,
mm-hmm.
who y'all are very familiar with, and me, and then Shannon Cochran is a friend of mine from our writers group, and Jessica Frasington is Paula's friend, who is now my friend. And then Maria Morgan is also in that same writers group with me. And we have all just gelled and we've had, you know, multiple phone calls and, you know, decided what kind of direction we wanted to go. But the main premise of I Need God for Moms is that you're not alone. As much as you may feel you're isolated in your house, especially if you have little ones, or you have teenagers who can make you feel isolated, you are not alone. You have the friendships, you have God, you have your church family. And if those things are not good for you, maybe you don't have a good church family right now, maybe you don't have a good friend structure right now, these are things that we encourage you to find and how to find them and what you want to look for to have these trusted friends, because God did not design us to live in isolation. That, again,
mm-hmm.
is another thing that the enemy has done, thinking that we need to sustain ourselves. We need to take
mm-hmm.
care of our family. We need to take care of our house. We need to do and not have anybody help. And that's not how he designed it at all. I mean, if you look at the church
mm-hmm.
when it started in Acts, they all lived together. They helped each other out. You know,
mm-hmm.
they freely gave. It was not anybody demanding anything. They freely gave to each other to help each other out, their time, their energy, their belongings, whatever it was
mm-hmm.
that somebody needed, they freely gave. That is what true community is having other believers, whether they're in your church or not. You don't, your closest church, you know, Christian friend doesn't have to go to your church. You know,
right.
that's just typically where they are because that's who you're communicating with the most. But if they're not, I mean, I have a ton of friends now that we have Facebook. I mean, I met Paula through a women's group on Facebook. I met,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other writers. I said on a tribe writers group that we're in together. You know, I found community on Facebook, but I speak with these people too, you know, and I have met in person everyone but Shannon. So this isn't just like an online thing. Every person that
right.
is in this group I've met in person, except for
mm-hmm.
Shannon, and she's in Austin, Texas. I'm in Georgia, so hopefully at some point we can meet. She's a fabulous woman. But needless to say, we can communicate by phone and FaceTime and Skype and all that other stuff now too, and text.
Mm-hmm.
So as busy moms and with technology, we really don't have a whole lot of excuse other than we haven't put forth the effort.
Amen.
You know, you've got to put forth the effort. And even if you work full time and you have four kids, and a husband and you're involved in church, you still have to put forth the effort. Because if you don't put forth the effort, again, you're missing out on a dimension of your life by not communing with other believers.
Community is everything.
That is what we need. All right. So that's the overall arching theme of I Need God, is women, you know, seeking God and seeking God together. But then each week what we did is we each have a theme that we went with, and mine was friendship, and Paula's is how to be healthier using with the best of five areas of health and wellness, is educational, emotional, financial, physical, and spiritual. And then Shannon is, she talks about being a woman of value. And let's see, Jessica's discipline, how to find, you know, make the time to prioritize your, you know, prioritize your time, time with God, time with your spouse, time with health, to take care of your health, time for yourself, time for your family. These are all things that we all struggle with. And in different stages of life, they're going to be different. And at different stages of life, you're going to have a different focus. You know, when your kids are smaller, they're going to be more of a bigger focus than maybe your health at that time. You know, there's maybe little things you can do. You can eat right and go for walks with them and play with them, but you're not going to be spending 2 and 3 hours in the gym, most likely. So, you know, that those are things that they all just change. And you just got to be able to, again, if you have the guidance of God, to know, okay, what's my priority now? I mean, it's always going to be God first, your spouse, and then your family. And then you got to take care of you in there. And you've got to be very important, too. And if you don't take care of you, then you will have, you'll be out of balance, and things will hurt, and things will get messed up. And you, and then the last one, because I don't want to forget, is Maria talks about overcoming addictions. And we're not just talking about the typical addictions that you think of, you know, substance abuse, physical addictions, emotional abuse, emotional relationship with food. Or we also talk about, you know, approval addictions and just how we can have some messed up thinking, you know, trying to please people more than pleasing God. And so those are things that Maria does an excellent job. It was amazing as I've gone through reading to edit the chapters, how God spoke to me through each of these writers. You know, I'm sitting here going, I'm reading this edit, and God's speaking to me. This is great. And then what we did for the last week is each of us, I gave each person a set of questions. It's the same questions for each person. And we just share off from the heart. You know, we are imperfect moms, and this is kind of our tagline, imperfect moms serving a perfect God. And we share from our hearts what happened. You know, how God has moved in our lives, how he's helped us, you know, from being a mom, and what a transformation that's been. You know, and we're all at different stages. Like, Maria's daughter is grown and out of the house. My son will be 18 in June, so I have a teenager, almost an adult. And Jessica's children are elementary age, correct?
Yep, same as me.
And then Shannon's got them all over the place. She's got 5. I think her youngest is 3 or 4, and her oldest is a teenager. And then Paula has 2 that are elementary school, both of them, correct? Your children? Yeah. So as you see, we're all in different stages of motherhood. And even once the kids are grown, you know, I've heard, and just obviously from my own experience watching my parents and my in-laws, you still need your parents when you're older. Not the same way, but you still need them, you know, and it's a different kind of relationship. And so you're always a mom, whether your kids are 5 or 55, you know, you're still a mom. You just need them in different ways. And so this book isn't just for moms who have little kids. This is for moms of all ages, because, you know, whether you're in the thick of, you know, raising little ones, or you're empty nester, there are things that all of these still apply, whether you're actively mommying or not, you know. So that's what I love about it. But it is, so it's a 6-week devotional, and that's what we are. Hope that you will love it and enjoy it. And can I give them the the exciting news, how they can get it?
Yes,
please tell them that. We are all offering this for free on our website. So if you are subscribed to Paula's website or mine or any of the writers, you're going to get it for free. All of us will be promoting this on Facebook, so you'll be able to download it for free. And we're going to offer it in three different formats. PDF, because some people just aren't tech savvy and a PDF works for them. Some of them would like the Kindle format or the iBooks format. We'll be able to do all three formats. They're very easy to download on your iPad or Kindle, and we'll have instructions for that in the download folder. So that way you can download any format of it that you want, or we will be able to have the print version. We'll have it for sale probably about a week or so after the digital's done, because it takes a little longer to get the printed version together. It's almost together, but we are working feverishly on that. So, but that's the exciting news on that.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that the idea was that, you know, this would be good for moms, you know, around Mother's Day time, and whether it lands on the day or not, I don't think it really matters, because really what's more important is that moms know that they're thought of and appreciated and loved, and even if it's, you know, not ready until next week or the week after, I think that it's still always a good time and a good excuse for a mom to go ahead and focus on herself and give herself the ability to read, you know, in downtime, or, you know, really one thing as a parent coach I love to do is encourage parents to take time and read. You know, there should always be structured in the day some sort of reading time, and whether the kids are reading for homework and it's before bed, or, you know, you have young kids and you're doing a read aloud right after, you know, right after bath and jammies and all that, we should always be reading, and modeling reading to your kids is one of the best ways to do that. And so if you're spending time reading, and whether it's, you know, I Need God for Moms, or whether it's the Bible, or whether it's a magazine, it really doesn't matter, but that you're spending time reading. And that models to kids that you value it, that you value education, and that you value them and their studies. And research just proves that. So anyway, that being said, don't feel guilty about reading. Don't feel bad about taking time out for yourself to read. So use this opportunity and go ahead and read books like this with family around, with kids, because they need to see you do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And my only add to that would be there's a lot of TV we watch that, you know, really isn't that helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Real Housewives really aren't going to help you be a better housewife, just let you know, in case you didn't.
Just so you know.
You know,
just saying.
So it's a matter of priority. Just saying, right. It's a matter of priority. You know, I mean, I watch TV, but I watch very little TV, and I love The Voice, but I've had to actually in the past 2 weeks just not watch it because I don't have the time right now to watch it, and I hate it because I want to help them win, you know, because we're during the voting part. But you know, again, it's the priorities. What's more important right now is I have this I Need God for Moms project, some other projects that I'm working on. Those are more important right now than, you know, getting those people on The Voice voting in. Now, that may be a priority for you. That's fine. For me right now, it's not, because I don't have that time. But there are, what I'm getting at is look for nooks and crannies of time that where you're doing some kind of mindless activity sometimes that you could actually be reading. And, you know, even if it's 15 minutes before bed, you know, that's good too. Or some people I know like to read in the morning. You know, they have their quiet time, and then they'll do a little what I call personal development reading, and this would fall into that category, you know, something to enrich yourself. So, you know, somewhere find time, and if you have little ones and you're exhausted at the end of the day and all you have brain power for is to watch The Voice, I understand. You know, again, that's back to we're in different stages of life, but
somewhere in your day, you know, make it a point to read, and it always is enriching for you.
Absolutely.
All right. So lastly, Joyce, I'd love for us for you to share with us the basic information of where we can get this and the websites and maybe some a little bit more information about the authors.
All right. Well, you can find more about each of the authors and about I Need God for Moms and I Need God at ineedgodbook.com is the best place to go. And there's
Perfect.
A tab on there that says I Need God for Moms up at the top. It's the third tab over. There's Home by here and I Need God for Moms. Then on that I Need God for Moms, if you scroll to the bottom, there's all this wonderful information about each of the chapters and what you can receive in the book. And then at the bottom, there is each writer. You will get, it says meet the contributors. And each writer has their little bio there. And then they have their blog, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or Pinterest, whichever one they put on there. Everybody chose what they, you know, the way they wanted to be connected. So you can connect with each of the writers that way. And you then, like I said, whenever the book is available, which will be in the next week or two, we will have it available on our site. Paula, I don't know if you're doing this, but I know that I'm going to do it. Everybody that's already on my email list is going to get a copy for free. And then anybody, you know, who signs up from today on is going to get a copy for free. It's not on my site. It doesn't say it yet. But if you go ahead and sign up as a subscriber for the dailygps.com, then you will get that book, and you'll also get I Need God for free, too, the original I Need God. So I'm giving away both books, and Paula, I am giving that offer to all the ladies. I think I'm going to do it for a limited time, both books, but, you know, then the other one will be longer. But
great
that
offer.
Way, I
Very
just wanted
exciting.
To let you know. Yeah. So.
Awesome. Good.
So,
good
again,
deal.
ineedgodbook.com. And I'm
Perfect.
Sure you'll have some kind of show notes, right, Paula, that it'll be on there too.
Yes. Yeah, I can put it I can put it in my Facebook post and all that. So
great.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm excited for this, mainly for you, Joyce, in that I got to see you when you came here for the Mom Transformation event, and you brought some of the books. That was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You got to set them up on the table and all of that. And I know how difficult it is for authors when they're lugging books and when they're, you know, really one of the best things
oh,
is
we have
to
a
get
story
rid of
about
those
that,
books.
Don't we?
We do. Borrowed suitcases and everything. but really, it's bread of life for some of these writers out there, and it would do somebody some real good if you could make a small contribution and help support these struggling writers who have written their heart and soul out into these books and literally birthed a whole creature being and now, you know, struggling to survive. So I definitely want to put that plug in there for Joyce and help her sell some books as well. So anyway, I do want to thank everyone for – oh, you're welcome. I want to thank everyone for joining us today on this episode of Phenomenal Life Matters. And
well, Paula,
I'm going to give you my info. Oh, go ahead.
Jenna, I want to share one more thing. When you were talking about struggling writers, I was at a conference last weekend with my husband, and I was sitting next to this lady, and we were talking, and I was telling her I was writing a book and stuff, and she said, oh, my uncle's a writer. He struggled, and he was in bankruptcy twice before, and he was actually selling books out of the back of his car. I said, yeah, you got to do what you do. You got to do to sell books. She goes, do you know Dave Ramsey? And I'm like, yeah, her uncle is Dave Ramsey. I was like,
no.
Oh, there is hope. There is hope.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's
so
cool.
I thought that was kind of funny, maybe like a little God nudge, like, see, it'll be okay, you know.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. And come check out more information. Like Joyce said, you can come on over to my website, and that's where I'll have stuff too about I Need God for Moms, and that is www.phemomenallife.com, from Mom and a Life. And I really hope that each and every one of you has a wonderful, wonderful week, a very happy Mother's Day. And whether this is played back near then or not, we should honor mothers at all times. But I want to thank everyone for joining me, and have a phenomenal week. And thank you, Joyce, and take care.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.